Okay, Rabotai, we began to discuss yesterday the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Let's get our tape again. Very interesting inyan that we began to explore. Shitas Rashi, a unique shita regarding the halacha that you cannot do Sreifas Kadshim on Yontif. Now, what do we know about that halacha? That Sreifas Kadshim is not Doche Yontif. We had the Mishnah and the Gemara later, Pei Gimel, Pei Dalet, in Sachin. And the Gemara discusses different sources for why it is that you cannot burn Nosar on Yontif. You have to wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed. We had either some drushes, or we have at the end, Rav Ashi says, because Yontif is not just a Los Aseh, it's not Los Aseh, but also an Aseh of Shabbosom. And even though Aseh is Doche Los Aseh, that was the Gemara's question, so let the Aseh of Sreifas Kachin be Doche the Rav of Melacha. But we have also Los Aseh v'Aseh, and Aseh is not Doche Los Aseh v'Aseh. This is in terms of Ein Sarf and Kachin be Yontif. Let's also mention, this is all going to be Nogea for the Rashi, we're going to speak out, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us in Bamem Adikin that Eim Adikin b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov, that you're not allowed to use on Yontif shemen sreifa for the hadlakas neros. You're not allowed to use shemen sreifa. What is shemen sreifa? Shemen shel truma shenitmes. And the Gemara asks, why can't you burn truma tmeya on Yontif? Night timer. After all, and Rashi right away explains what the Gemara is asking there in Shabbos Chavdal and Beis, Minahani Mili, the Ein Sarfin, the Ilom and Maid Lakra, if not for some miut, Islam with Meimar, we should say what halacha of the Chia, just like the Gemara had a kasha by Kachim. So let's say the Asay would be a base to Srofa, Bidocha, the Losasa Chomalacha. And just to backtrack a second, where does it say that you should have a mitzvah to burn Shemen? Beish Tisrofu is the Torah speaking about Kadshim, by Nosa, for example, to burn. Where does it say that you're supposed to burn? And Truman is actually in the list in the Mishnah in Temura of Eilin HaNisrafin, right? Or not Eilin HaNisrafin, the Kohen HaNisrafin Halacha, that the Mishnah list things that are Nisrafin. It says Hashemin Truma Shenitmes. So the Gemara further in Shabbos and Chafhei points out, the Gemara says, the Yom Tovu the Aser, Habachal Shapir Dami, third line from the top on Chavhei. Sounds like during the week, one would burn the Shemen Truma Shenitmes. Gemara says, my time, Amarav, Kishem Shem Mitzvah, Lishro Pakodshem Shenitmu, just as there's a mitzvah to burn Kodshem Tmeim, Kach Mitzvah, Lishro Pesach Truma Shenitmes. So there you have a Gemara. Exactly what does it mean? Does it mean a mitzvah in Doraisa? Does it mean a mitzvah Derabanan? It's not so clear. Could be it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosus. Rashi says a couple of things here. What does it mean? Mitzvah lishpa b'satumah shenitmeis. Rashi says the damya l'kodesh. In other words, so it has in it the label kodesh, and kodesh its tanne has to be burnt. And Rashi says, or mishum takala, that you might come to be nichshol, and you're not, and you have to be careful. Therefore, you have to get rid of it. Tosus comments on this also. Pirish bekuntris. It could be a nafgamina. Does it have to be sreifa, or can it be something other than sreifa? If it's lishum takala, then it's lav dafka sreifa. But Tosa says it's mashman temura, it's dafka sreifa. We're going to soon see that even if it were to be dafka sreifa, there's some kind of an equivalent. Even sreifa, according to Rashi, might be lav dafka sreifa. Any kind of a biur would be good enough. But Tosa raises that issue in terms of Rashi svara by truma. Who says it has to be sreifa? If it's only because of a takala, for example, okay, then it could be other things. But if it's because it's kodesh, also the Gemara says, one more kuda for background, that the Torah gives heter to be nene from the truma that's tamei that you're burning. You're allowed to be nene from it. The Gemara darshan is from a pasuk. The Amar Torah b'shas biura tehene mimena. How do you see it? Hecha Amar Torah. So Gemara says, Rav Nachman darshind, banina sati luchas mishmeres trumosai. Pasuk in Parshas Korach, mishmeres trumosai. That truma has a halacha mishmeres. You have to protect it, guard it. So that means, b'shtei truma sakasa medaber. Achas truma tahora, b'achas truma temeya. There's a din of mishmeres even by truma temeya. But Amar Rachmana lucha, shalucha tehei. That means that you can use it as fuel for something you're cooking. Okay, so this is a little background for what we know. The Gemara now asks the question, beginning on Chav Daled and Beis, where do we see that we don't have to use to burn Truma Tameya on Yom Tov? There's a mitzvah to burn Truma Tameya, but it's not going to work on Yom Tov. It's not Docha Yantif. Answers the Gemara. They're back on Chav Daled and Beis, right after the Mishnah of Ein Madig and Shemesek V'Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Minohani Mili, Amar Chizkiya, B'chein Tanad V'Chizkiya, Amar Kra, I'm sorry, I skipped. My time, Malafish Ein Sarfin Kachin B'Yom Tov. That's it. That's the Gemara. One line. Why can't you burn Truma Tmeya on Yom Tov? Lafish Ein Sarfin Kachin B'Yom Tov. So, now, before we discuss Rashi, just to open up the issue a little bit and close it right away, because we kind of flirted with this Gemara without realizing it. So I just want to give you that entrance if you want to pursue it. I don't know if we're going to get to it in Shir, but I want to just give it to you, full disclosure. Okay? We discussed the Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Kom Rachel Osasa. And the question Tosfos had was, why can't you burn chametz and yontif? You have the opportunity to be nene from the coals, because kohen is roughing, we set off in mutter, and then you can use the coals to cook something, and therefore that should justify burning the chametz, because that could go within the het of ochel nefesh. And Tosus responds by, in the second teretz at least, with connecting it to what we find by Nedarim and Nedavos, that you can't, if you hold, you can't bring it on Yantif, and has to do with the fact that initially you can't be then, and it's only later, and we had all kinds of discussions what Tosfos means. I didn't give you more information at the time, except trying to touch the words of Tosfos. But I want you to just be aware of, maybe one day we'll go back to it, but there's two other Tosfos in that are very relevant to understanding fully Shad and Tosfos Amud Aleph. And those two Tosfos center around the Gemara that I just quoted for you. That we don't burn Shemen Shel Truma, Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov, because we don't burn Kachem on Yom Tov. And the question that throws Tosfos into this whole discussion, and as a Riva and as a Ri, is, since we just mentioned that you can be Nene from the Shemen as fuel, to cook whatever you want to cook. That's the Torah gives you the right to do it. So then we should call burning Shemen Sreifa Ochel Nefesh. Rashi is going to deal with this question too. That's where we're going, the Rashi and Beitza. But you know, the Tosfos is not going the approach of Rashi and Beitza. The Tosfos has a very strong question here. What's the problem? What's Pshat in this Gemara? Why can't I use Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov? Why can I burn it? I'm using it as fuel. So this question troubles Tosfos. It should be a heter ochel nefesh. And for this, we have a Riva and a Ri. And you'll find this in Tosfos Chav Daled Amud Beis in Shabbos. And you'll also find it in Beit Salah, Chav Zayin, and you'll also find it in Sachin Daf Mem Vav. Okay, three Tosfos in that discuss this issue. There's a Riva and there's a Ri. What the Riva does in response to this question is, let me just read you a line or two from the Tosfos in Shabbos, but the other two Tosfos in, everything is connected. Sreifas truma tameya shemutar lehanos b'shas sreifa lama ye aser maishna mishemen chulin shemutar lesarfo uadliko lahana aso the atu truma l'fishiyesh mitzvah b'sreifasa migra gara. You hear the question. Because there's a mitzvah to burn the truma, we just said mitzvah lesarfo, it's worse than using, than burning regular shemen shechulin as fuel for ochel nefesh. So what could be the problem here? You hear the difficulty. Right? B'chara, it's a heter ochel nefesh. Okay, this question is going to bother Rashi too. And Rashi's going to run with this question to a big chidush. But Tosis doesn't accept Rashi's chidush, and Tosis therefore is bothered by zeroing in this question. The Gemara says, why don't we burn Shemitz Reifa? Why can we use Mimadlik by Shemitz Reifa on Yom Tov? Because we don't burn Kadshim on Yom Tov. Kadshim, there's no heter to be nana. It's Aser Bahana. But Shemin Shel Truma is Mutar Bahana. La'asika tachas tafshilcha l'cha. The Torah is matir. Shemin Shel Truma, but to be nana b'shas, you're burning it. So what does the Gemara mean that you don't use Shemin Shel Truma? You don't burn it on Yantif, just like Ein Sof and Kachin the Yantif. Because it happens to be Truma, it's worse. Because it's a mitzvah b'srei fasa, it's worse. What happened to the heter ochel nefesh? This is Tosfos Kash. Comes the Riva. We're not going to elaborate much. I just want to give you the whet your appetite. Comes the Riva, the Omer Riva. This is again Tosfos and Shabbos. I'm reading from the Vaday Gora. And he says, why? Because since the Torah asserted all hanos except for one hana, it's a very limited heter. You can't be anastamazai from shemen truma shenitmes. You can only get which hana does the Torah say? The hana that comes together with doing the mitzvah of burning. You have to burn it. But the Torah says when you burn it, you know what? You can be nana. You can get the hana of using this for fuel for your food. And at the same time, you're making the mitzvah of burning shemesh shel truma. But be'etzem it's aser b'hana, right? So what does the Riva do? The Riva says, im kein the hava, the havara is not with tzorech hana. What's the ikar of what you're doing? Is it tzorech for you, b'chol nefesh, or is it tzorech mitzvah, tzorech gavoa? What is it? It's tzorech mitzvah. Therefore, it's not Docha Yantif. Midi Dahavi on what? Everybody, shout out. Midi Dahavi on Nedarim and Davos. The Riva uses the Nedarim and Davos motto that you can't be makrib Nedarim and Davos on Yantif, even though it's going to end up that you're going to enjoy the meat and the Kohanim will be enjoying the Chatz V'Shok. But this is Sorach Gavoa, but there's what we call Mishuchan Gavoa Kazachu. So that's not going to be matir, the etzem ha-kravas darmen davos. So the Riva equates burning shemen shel truma, which is a mitzvah, even though there's a hana that the Torah allows you to have b'shas reifa, to the heter of the darmen davos, to the isser of darmen davos, even though it's going to be mutter for you to eat the meat, but that's not enough to justify doing on yantif. Fine. So too, you can't bake on Yantif, even though you're going to eat it later, the Kohanim, because ikron the tzarach gavoa. Says the Ri, I don't agree with you, Riva. This is not a good equation. You cannot compare. So comes in according to Riva. What does the Gemara mean? Why can't you burn shemen sveif on Yom Tov with fi she'ein sofen kachin b'Yom Tov? In other words, it's basically no heter of ochel nefesh. That's the Riva. The Riva says, I don't agree with you. You're comparing to Nedarim and Nedavos. How could you do that? You're comparing to Shtei HaLechem. How could you do that? Lo shayach, says the Ri, b'smeifas truma, lo mar mishuchan kavor kazach. That model, that svar that the Gemara uses by Nedarim and Nedavos is inapplicable to Shemen Shel Truma. Why? It's different than Shtei HaLechem. That there, the afia is with Tzorach Gavoa, because after the baking, you have to do a nice La Gavoa of Tenufa. There's a din of Tenufa. You have to wave it. But Truma Temeya ain't osin mimena La Gavoa klum. What do you mean it's Gavoa? Tzorach Gavoa. You're not doing anything. There's no din that has associated with Kadshim to the Truma Temeya. Mitzvah to burn it. You could be nana b'shas, you're burning it. Why can't you do it on Yantif? What does the Gemara mean? L'fish ain't suffering kachim b'yantif. It should be ochel nefesh. V'lech alameimar ba mishochen gavol kazachu. So the Ri doesn't want to buy that analogy that the Gemara uses the svara of one adam and the devils can't be brought on Yantif, l'man da'amar that's not brought on Yantif because shochen gavol kazachu, and apply that to shemen truma. that you can't burn on Yom Tov. So what pshat in the Gemara that you can't burn shemen sreifa on Yom Tov because ain sarfin kachin b'yantif? Says the Ri, the Gemara doesn't mean mamish. It's asin daraisa. First, Ri, if it's ain sarfin kachin b'yantif, mishum the ain sarfin kachin b'yantif, nigzor mishum truma shelo etzorech. That feel is sarfin, right? In other words, l'maisa, it's a gzera, it's a drabbanan. If you, it's a question of, therefore we have to extend it to truma, but the svara doesn't really hold by truma. Okay, this is, I just want you to think about this because obviously this is going to now have to factor in to go back and understand where Tosus on Hey Amid Aleph fits in vis-a-vis the Riva and the Ri. And this already you can do homework to figure out exactly in the No W Yehuda, the Dago Merivava that we spoke out. If again, you can go back up your notes and chazim it over. So what he does is it says the Ri is the one who gave the first teretz on Amid Aleph. Then he has a second teretz. According to the No W Yehuda, the other Merivava, the second is also according to the Ri was Shitaso. And then after the Tosus had to bring in a new factor that you weren't allowed to be Mena in the beginning, it only became Mutter later on. So it actually lines up with the Ri. Okay, there's other ways to learn. There's an Avni Miluyim, Chubas Simon Bays. There's possibly learn Tosus like the Riva. This is why I'm leaving this to yourselves to do a little bit more research, but I just want you to have the broader perspective on the Tosfos. And I think it's kedai to have this in mind because we're going to now discuss the Pnei Yeshua and the Rashi. So Rashi is also bothered by this question. The question that's bothering the Rivar and the Ri, what does the Gemara mean? Ein sarf and truma tmeya b'yom tov because ein sarf and kachin b'yom tov. But wait a second, truma is mutter to be nana. So where do we lose the heterochon nefesh? So this is where the Riva steps in and wants to compare to Dharma and Davos, and the Ri says it's not a good comparison, it's only been to Rabbanan. So now let's keep all that on the side, close the parentheses, okay? Now you have a little more to connect with the Tosfos Amid Aleph. Adkan for that. Now we have a little background. Let's go back to the Kasha Pnei Yeshua and Rashi, okay? In our sugya, the Gemara says that we have a raya that Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Dir Chometz El Shveif. Because he proves that Yom HaRishon Tashbisu doesn't mean Tashvav means Yudalad, because Matzino Havara Siyav Melacha. And you can't do Havara on Yom Tov. Shema Mina Ein Dir Chometz El Shveif. Says Rashi, because if you could have done Tashbisu with other modes, not Lav Dafka Sreifa, then what's Rabbi Akiva saying? Let it be on Yom Tov, let it be Yom HaRishon of Tezvav, and you could do, for example, Yachilenu L'Klavim. That's a Pnei Yeshua. Let's look at this Rashi. Yachilenu L'Klavim, says Rashi, would be something that's totally mutter on Yantif. There's no violation of Yantif. There's no melacha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi has a shita mechudeshes. Rashi says later on, and Daf Nevav, but the Yeser Biur in Beit Shachav Zayin, Rashi says first in Daf Nevav, what does Rashi say when you have this situation of chala that's chametz, that could become chametz? Says Rashi, you can't burn it, nor can you achila leklavim on Yantif. If you're faced with this piece of chametz on Yantif, becomes chametz, you can't give it to the dogs either. She ain't serving kutz in b'yom tov. What is Rashi talking about? Rashi's very sussum, Madaf Nevav. Why can't you take this chametz and give it to the dogs? So Rashi in Beitza fills in the blank. Now let's get to the Rashi in Chavzayin and Beitza. Says in the Mishnah that if you have chala that became tameh, it's muksa, can't do anything with it. Explains Rashi, Kohen can't eat it, nor can the Kohen what? The Kohen can't use it for fuel, nor can the Kohen give it to a dog on Yantif. Why? Why? Says Rashi, "De'ein mevarin kodshim tmeiyim in ha'olam biyantif, ba'afil al yidei achilas behema." Rashi says the halacha is you can't destroy. Here we're talking about challah, okay, with kodshim, truma, challah. It's all the same halacha, mitzvah to destroy kodshim tmeiyim, but you can't destroy kodshim tmeiyim even through a method that's not technically one of the lametes melachas. Even al yidei achilas behema. Why the kaimalon says Rashi? Be careful with the Rashi with me. Chav zayin and beis and beitza. The kaimalon she ain't sharp and kach and beyond. Where is Rashi pulling that out of? That's the Gemara Pegimel and Pesachim. The Gemara there in Shabbos Chavdale, right? Ain't sharp and kach and beyond. Rashi says, but don't make a mistake. Let's carefully the language. Below tema. Don't say dafka shreifa. It's only shreifas kachim you can't do on yantif. Dafka shreifa. Mishum dahavara shelo litzorechi. Because when you have shreifa, it's havara shelo litzorech. Because what kind of justification is there here? There's no ochel nefesh. There's nothing to justify doing havar. It's havar shelo litzorech. That's why you can't burn kachim on yantif. It's just a mitzvah. That's not tzorech adam. That's not ochel nefesh. That's not mutter. Don't, and therefore, what does that do with here? Here, it's not, we're not talking about havar shelo litzorech. We're talking about giving it, using for hasaka and possibly kavin. So Rashi says, don't say dafka shreifa mishum dahavar shelo litzorechi. The ha'in madlik in b'shem and shreifa b'yom tov havara litzorechi. Because the case in Shabbos Chavdalid of ein madlik in b'shem and shreifa b'yom tov using shem and shel truma yom tov is havara litzorech. Why is it havara litzorech? The hadlokas near b'yom tov tzorech achilehi. Right? That we said. That's a tzorech achilehi. That's mutter. You can be nana from the shem. It's a tzorech achilehi. And yet, even though it's a tzorach, when you're using it to burn, it's hadlakas near the yom to the tzorach. That's the case. That's the mitzvah, right? In madlikin, what's the madlikin for? Madlikin is for the sake of achila. You're lighting it so you can enjoy your meal. That's a tzorach achila, right? So that's by definition a tzorach achila. It's built into the case. That's awesome. It's a tzorach achila by definition. And yet it's mutter. Tzorech achilah is mutter in terms of the kolam ha-malacha. And yet shemen shreifa, which is shemen shel truma, dehi shemen truma shenitmes. So what's the pshat? How come, and the reason the Gemara gives the reason, why can't you do it? She'ein sovin kachem b'yom tov. Rashi takes nice at Rabban. This is the din. The din is ein sovin kachem b'yom tov, and that is directly the reason why you can't be madlik. And this hadlok is tzorech achila. It's for your meal. And the answer is, the gzeiras ha-kosufu, she'ein kodshim t'meyin misbarin b'yomtov. The Rashi says, this is a gzeiras ha-kosuf, because kodshim cannot be destroyed on yomtov. Rashi is discussing, obviously, the case of burning it for the sake of ochel nefesh, but that's us. But Rashi, by extension, is also going on what case that he referred to just before. What is Rashi including in this statement? Achilas kavan. I mean, it's pashut shaving the Rashi. Rashi starts by saying, right, that you can't do what? You can't do hasaka or sita l'kalbo. Even, right, the kaimulat in certain kachem b'yom tov. And don't say that's only because it's not with tzorech. Because you see by shemen shel truma, where it is a tzorach achila, and they still can't do it for the same reason. And the reason, and the answer is, what's the pshat? It's mamish by definition. So this again, this is what was bothering Tosus that we began with before, the Riva and the Ri, like what's going on in the Gemara, and they went their own way. Rashi has his own path over here. Rashi says, because gzeiras ha-kasuhi, she'ein kachim t'mei misbarim b'yantut. What does it mean? D'rachmana achshava l'avarasam. Because the Torah has given a certain status, a stamp, by focusing on saying mitzvah to burn. The Torah is machshiv v'havara, dechsiv v'esh yisaref, by the fact that the Torah declares, take this chetz and destroy it, the Torah has raised this to a certain level and instead of in its eyes, Hilchach Melachi. No. Exactly the nitty gritty bottom line, what is Rashi saying? Very hard to know. Chur, it's a strange thing because Melachi. If you're talking about Havara, so then you're talking about a Melacha that by definition in other contexts is a Melach. So you could say the Torah says that it remains aser, that's not docha yantif. We said, it's ase velosa, say it's not docha yantif, but it has to boil down to what we know from other contexts to be a melacha. It won't have the heter rochel nefesh, okay? But Pashtas Rashi is going back not just on hasaka of Shem and Shil Truma, he's also going back on achilas klavim, and that's what you see in the Rashi, Pesach and Menvav, that we started with. That's where two Rashis are mashing each other. Rashi and Beitza is really the fuller elaboration, Rashi Menvav. Rashi says, what do you do with this piece of dough that's chametz? You can't do anything with it. You can't burn it, or you can't give it l'klavim because in Sefer Kachem Yom Tov. What does Rashi mean? Rashi means, because there's a Rachman Achshavei, which means the following, two points out of Mechudash in Rashi, that when the Torah says Sreifa, the beer of Sreifa, it doesn't have to be Sreifa. You can be Mekayim, the Inyan of Sreifa, Sreifa's Kachem, by giving it to the dogs. It's also, it doesn't mean Sreifa Dafk, it means destroying it. So that's also Sreifa. But now the bigger Chiddush even is that it has a status of a Melacha, but the Torah giving this label, Be'ishi Sareif, so now it rises to the level of a Melacha, and therefore it can't be done on Yantif. Even though in another context, giving Chil Kravim is not a Melacha. Rashi is saying that this is what you see in Be'ishi Saref, which is Saref or Achil Klavim, it's considered a Hashivus in the Torah's eyes as a Melach. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, then what's Pshat and now Rashi M'sachem Dafei? Rashi says that Rabbi Akiva has got to hold the Birchah Mitzvah. Because otherwise, what's the problem? Tashbisu Yom HaRishon Kamin Yantif. What could you do, among other things? Yachilenu leklavim. No, he can't. The Torah says Tashbisu. So the same logic that Rashi uses, of Rachmana Achshavei, the Torah says, this is what you must do here. You must destroy it, you must burn it. And that, by definition, brings it up to the level of a Melacha, which means you can't do it on Yantif. So the Torah says Tashbisu. So that means that this should be Asar and Yantif, regardless of whether it's Sreif or Achil HaKavim. L'chora yesh l'tmoa. The Rashi Gufa Kasav L'kaman Nevav, the Mishnah Kesav Mafishin, Kemokin Asar Achil HaKavim, V'chein Kasav B'per Gimel D'Beitza. There's still three lines of Pnei Yeshua, is everything what I said in the last 15 minutes, right? That's the Kash. Says the Pnei Yeshua, a very lumdish achiluk. And I think that what the Pnei Yeshua is saying lies within the very first piece of Rav Chaim and Chametz U'Matzah that you had a chance to look at. He says, here's the difference. The idea that Rashi is giving us in Beitza, that the Torah is machshiv, the Sreifa, as a Melacha, but Ishi Sarf, Torah talks about the Chefza and says, Ishi Sarf, that's why it's a status of a Melacha. If you want to translate the idea to chametz, it can only be translated to chametz aliba deshitas who? Rabbi Kiva is a question, what he holds, but Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't be a chametz al esreif. But if the halacha would be hashpasasa b'chol davar, then this yisod of Rashi, that the Torah is achshavei l'esreifa, so even though the Torah says tashbisu, it would be a different model, and it wouldn't have the same lamedness that would come with it. Now let's see how he puts it, then we see how the Rav Chaim kind of dovetails with it. It says that Pnei Yeshua, nearly liyashev, divided the midi the ikar mitzvah so besreifa. If the ikar mitzvah was sreifa, sreifa dafka, be'inan shehi mushpas l'garmim in ha'olam. That what Torah is saying is take the chefza and destroy the chefza. The Torah's focus is on the chefza, destroy the chefza, burn it. The Torah's focusing on that, on the chefing, burn it. So then, You can't tell me Yachrena Lekavim on Yantif when you can't do Srefa, do the other thing, Yachrena Lekavim, because it's the same. The same orientation. It's this. What is Yachrena Lekavim? You're trying to do it mitzad the chafza, destroy the chafza. What you do that, you're also doing it in the same way. It's the chafza becoming destroyed. That's a malacha. That's a malacha that can be done yantif. The Zesha Kasabashi, the Beitza, Lachman Achshbe, Lashfeifasa, Beishi Sareif, the Biur Min Ha'olam, the Biur of the Chefza is called a Malach. The Torah is defining the Biur HaChefza as a Malach. Biur HaChefza, be it Sveifa, be it by giving it to the dogs. The Biur HaChefza, that's what the Torah is telling you, Beishi Sareif, that's the Malach. That's why you can't do it on Yantif. That's for Rabbi Yehuda. Masha Enke, were we to hold, Rashi's words here are going, were I to hold that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold Rabbi Yehuda? Were Rabbi Akiva to hold Hashpasasa B'chol Davar? What's the model of Tashbisu for the Chacham? Not just the technical machlokes, Sreifa versus other modes. It's a fundamentally different approach to understanding what the Torah is saying. For Rabbi Yehuda, the focus is the Chefza. The Chefza should be destroyed. The Sreifa. So that's what means anything that has to do with the kilui hachefza. That's what the Torah is telling you. That's the malacha, but that the chefza being destroyed, that's what the Torah is defining as a malacha. For the chachamim, if a kibbutz were told like the chachamim, you wouldn't be able to run with that Rashi. Why? Because there the focus is not that the chefza should be destroyed in the olam. Think about the chachamim, the farbes ola ruach. What did you do exactly? It's not that the chefza totally destroyed. There's still little particles. It's not a total destruction of the chefza. Elamai, what's the focus there? The farbes ola ruach. Who's the focus on? The gavra. The gavra shouldn't have chametz. It becomes a trivialized. It's away from him. The ikar haasei, the lo kapid kra rachmana levar min olam. It's that it's from the Gavra's perspective. You should have the chametz by you. So find a way to get rid of it. The Torah's focus is not the chefza's destruction. It's not, so let's understand. What he's saying is, when we talk about something being a malacha, that means that the act itself that's being performed on the chefza, that's the Torah's attention. Torah's focus is on what's going on in the chefza. That going on, that activity on the chefza, that's a malach. But if the Torah's agenda is not the chefza itself and what's being acted on it, but on the person disassociating in whatever way that he's not going to have by yirah, then the whole notion of Rahman Asher Malach is foreign. It doesn't make sense. It's only when the Torah's focus is on the thing that's happening to the chefza. That viewer, that's a malacha, that's achshele. But it's on the gavra. So a yavar, then after shechad lekavim, let the malacha. There's never a chiv of varam in haolam. So you can't say rachman achshele. This is basically the spirit of the Pnei Yeshua's words. But as I noted, this is Rav Chaim's famous word, the first Rav Chaim in Chametz Matzah. So I have a little background here. The Etzim Kashav of Chaim on the Rambam has many answers. Chaim's answer is one of many, and it could be that you don't have really such a Kashav. You know all the other possibilities out there. We already have perhaps even anticipated at least one of those two Utsim. So Lamaisa, what was of Chaim's Kashav? The Rambam says that you don't get Malkus for Vayirah because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Because it's passive. So the Rambam actually would allow for a case where you could get Malkus, right? It would come out. You could have a situation, let's say, where you kind of come into Pesach or Chimso, you actually actively made dough rise on Pesach and now you have Chametz, you can get Malkus because Yesh B'mais. The problem is that there's a Gemara later, which is possibly not the only gears in the Gemara, so that's another way around the Rambam. Although you still have to deal with the kasha for itself in Svara, but there's a Gemara that seems to say, that Tzadi Hei, that the Lav HaBal Yirah is a Lav HaNitaka Aseh. Who wants to swear the Gemara together? So How can the Rambam say that the only problem by Bal Yirah that you don't get Malkus because Embo Maisha, and therefore Ayde Maisha to be Malkus, there's another reason we can't get Malkus, because the love of Bal Yirah is Nita Ga'asi. What I say? Tashbis. Now, right away, you're going to think, well, maybe it's not such a kasha. How do you know Tashbis applies during Pesach? We already know a little bit to start thinking about the kasha for itself. Tashbis might only be limited to, maybe it's only before Chatzos. The Rambam says, Hashbis Kodim Zmani Suro, so there's no other Tashbis after that, so you can't fit it. And even if you say that's annoyed later, but it's annoyed before the Bal Yirah, if there's no Bal Yirah till the night time, there's somewhere in the Rambam, then you can say, Lav Shekut Moas, say if it exists before the Lav. So there's a lot of ways around it, other possibilities, Shagas Aryeh, one Asay Kami Menatik Tu Lavin, we saw this in Tamura, and we saw in Makis. Okay, we're not going there. There are a lot of passive ways. So Chacham has his kasha in the Rambam. He's going to use something, a Yisod, Kedarko, to answer this Rambam. That the bottom line is, the Rambam can say this because the Gemara in Sadiheh goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Chametz is the Sveifa Dafka, that's what Nitagla say, but for the Chachamim, who the Rambam Paskins like, it won't be Nitagla say, but it has a breakdown. So he brings another kasha, and this is what we want. He mentioned already the other day, Tosus at the end of Temura explains the reason for why the Brisa says there, Kol hanisrafin afron muta. Kol hanikbarin afron aser. It's a category of Yisrael Nadar nisrafin, arla kilo yakerem, kadshim tmeim, truma tmeya, nisrafin. It's a category of nikbarin that don't have a mitzvah srefa. And that would be, for example, Basav HaChalav. So you bury it, Tzitakala. In the list of the Nisrafin, it mentions Chametz B'Pesach. Pastas, that's because the Mishnah is going, Aliba D'Shitas, who? Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Chametz is Menan Nisrafin. Tosus points out. So this halacha of Korn Nisrafin Afram Mutter, so Tosus says on Chaf Aleph, we saw it also once, that for Rabbi Yehuda, the ash, the gecholim of the chametz that are burnt are mutter. But for the chachamim, it wouldn't be true. Chametz could be destroyed in other ways, not through sreifa dafka. Therefore, the ashes would be usher, and so paskins the tour. Back with the kibeger, what's the reason that konis vefen afen mutter, as opposed to nikbarin? Doesn't explain. We don't know. But Tosus gives us a svara. Tosus invokes what svara? We spoke at the other day, right? Not too long ago. What does Tosus call that? Nasis?
Nasis mitzvaso.
Just like by Me'ila, Nasis mitzvaso, so then the Issa lifts. That's what we keep it. I don't understand something. Why, therefore, should anything be different between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about the din of Afron Mutter? This Shlom Abbas B'chalav, there's no mitzvah to do with it. It's Asabana, okay, get rid of it, bury it, don't let it be around. Okay, so then if you happen to burn it, you're not going to be able to be Makir Bahana with the ash, because the Maisa, there's no Nasis mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah to do anything to the Abbas B'chalav. It's Asabana, so. But when it comes to Chametz Pesach, Bein the Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Rabbanan, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Rabbi Yehuda's Tashbisu is Sreifa Dafka. Rabbanan have other options. You can do mefarizel l'ruach. But umayso, if you burn it, you did the mitzvah tashbisu. Yeah, you did it. So the nashas mitzvaso should be just as relevant for the chachamim to lift the isser hanav chametz as for Rabbi Yehuda, as for the kibega. I understand what the Torah paskins that for the chachamim the efer will be aser, unlike Rabbi Yehuda of afen mutter. The svara that Tosus is giving should be just as relevant for the Chachamim, because it's Nasis Mitzvah, so what mitzvah is this tashbisu? What's the difference if it was Dafka Sreifa or it could have been something else? Well, Maisa, you did a mitzvah of tashbisu, that should make it mutter to have Hana from the Gachalim, from the Ash. This is what we need to know. So Rav Chaim brings this Kasha B'Kibbe Eger. Hine B'Kibbe Eger, Hiksha, Latur, Shekasa, are you with me? Everyone see, it's not a long piece. You guys have it? Rabbi Yehuda, the Chametz mitzvah b'sreifa afro mutter. Rabbanus Rasul Chodaber Afro Usr, the Hikshab Kib Eger, the Fimash Kaswatoslos, that the reason Asrafan Afan Mutter as opposed to Nikbar and Afan Usr, Mishum Nisrafan Ika Mitzvah Bisrifasan, and therefore Nasus Mitzvahsan. Mashay Nikbar and Dirakash Shum Mitzvah Bikfurasan, there's no mitzvah that you're accomplishing with Kfura, it's only Takala, and that shouldn't be around for people to be Nachshel. It's not Nasus Mitzvahsan. If so, Bechanetz, that even if Hashbasas Bechol Dabar, there's a mitzvah, it has Bisu, it should be the same, it should be Afan Mutter. Zot Rav Chaim, here comes Rav Chaim's Yisrael, Vinira. Dulo Dami HaMitzvah Shel Tashbisu. This is going to be, again, you see how it's going to dovetail with the Pnei Yeshua that we just spoke out. Dulo Dami HaMitzvah Shel Tashbisu of Hashbashas B'chol Davar Mitzvah Sreifa. Mitzvah Tashbisu, now there's going to be a few different Lashonos of Rav Chaim. There's a lot of pulpulim to understand what did Rav Chaim exactly mean. Let's just talk a little bit outside and we'll see the words and see why it's a little bit, you know, Chaim, you can indict like a Rishon. That's what they say. I think, you know, you can understand why, because he was very precise with his words. And therefore, it's a little hard here to pin down, because he says maybe like two things. But Umaisa, all we need is what we need from the Pnei Yeshua. We don't necessarily have to go beyond. Although Chaim opened up that as well as a possibility. Let me explain. You see, what we need to focus on, and Chaim clearly says this as part of what he develops, is hashbasasa b'chol davar as opposed to sreifa is a chiluk of gavra versus chefza. Mitzvah sreifa is a din in the chefza. The Torah wants you to do that to the chefza. Sreifa davka. Hashbasasa b'chol davar is, as we said, the gavra, as we said, the Pnei Yeshua, it's that the person should be disassociated from the chametz, therefore do it, you know, throw it to the sea, crumble it, it's for the gavra. He shouldn't have ba'yira. There's another component as well. That is that, so the tashbisu for the chachamim may not even be the maisa itself of the tashbisu. It could be the tashbisu is like an iser essay, not to have it. Not to have it. An iser essay, like the Magini Shlomo gave in Rashi, it's an iser essay, like about bayiroa equivalent in a formulation of a positive. Make sure you don't have it. Now, if you really take that idea and run with it, you could argue that there really is no key mitzvah itself in the mice itself. It's just a hechetimsa, you don't have chametz, which is that the Minchas Chinuch entertains as a possibility. There's no act itself that you can define as a mice mitzvah. It's only an iser essay. Now that already is a bigger chiddush. Firstly, if you say that, then the whole kasha b'chal doesn't start on the Rambam. And what kind of nitka essay? It's not an essay, but of course, Rav Chaim is going there, but he doesn't have to take it quite that far. You could say there's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is a gavra not having chametz as opposed to the chametz being destroyed. But you see the language, you see why I'm saying this, that it could be this, there's a subtlety here. There could be, it's not even a mitzvah, it's not even a maisa mitzvah, but you don't have to go that far. For our purposes, for sure not, for the Rashi. The nearer, so what does he say? I'm sorry, Ari, you want to say something?
I just also remember you saw what kind of that.
Yeah, so this is excellent. What I said in the Tosafot was excellent. Rabbeinu Peretz, the Hani Gimel Rishon, why do we take chametz out of the mix of the three and not make that the tashbisu of Bishvil Rishon Zachri? So the lesson of Rabbeinu Peretz was, oh, that's the other ones. The mice itself was itself the inyan that you can be zocha because of that, what you did. Here it's only harchaka bi'alma. Excellent comparison, right? So that Rabbeinu Peretz is where I'm going. In other words, so it could be a maisa. It's not just I don't have chametz, but it is. But it's a maisa only in order that you shouldn't have the chametz. Not anything about the chametz and doing something. Not per se the maisa per itself. Says Rav Chaim, just a couple of lines, just to get the gist of it. Nira delo dami hamitzvah shel tashbisu of hashbasos bechol davar mitzvah sreifa. Mitzvah tashbisu b'shar hashbasos habi'ikra hamitzvah shelo yehei labayim chametz. Mitzvah is the bayim doesn't have chametz. So now, in heter the nasis mitzvaso, this level that Tosis is bringing in, that nasis mitzvaso, the mitzvah is done, and therefore the isarif is only shayach when the inyan is what the mitzvah of the chefza, the chefza had a kiyum in it. That the Torah wanted that to be done in the chefza. The focus is on that. Then the iser lifts. Heter denasim mitzvah so be'inan דווקא שהנסס מצווה סובי החפס, אז ניתר החונס. ולא, כשהביירם קימו מצווה דרמי עליו, יהיה ניתר בזה החפס. The fact that the Biden did his, that he did his part, that he's now, you know, did something that the chametz is now devalued. Even if he did speifa, but it wasn't mitzvah that the Torah wanted the chefza to be this way. The Torah wanted the bialim to be free of chametz. So that's not enough to be matir the chefza from the issa. But okay, see, something about Rochem didn't get into the issa asay point. It's just about the gavra. But okay, shabim machalik hatur ben hashbasasa b'chol davar ben speifa. If hashbasasa b'chol davar, not habayim kimu mitzvah she'en ham chametz. But okay, well hutar ha'efer. מה שאיקן מצווה סו בסוויפה, ונעשה המצווה בהחפצה, דהבי נעשה שמצווה סו על כנות הרעפה. ובחיים, בייסט הנרס, נרשום דבי הרמב״ם, דלו כן עליו דבר ירוע בי מוצא. דהתם דלו חושב הרבה נתגע עשי, צריך לום דהום יש מספירה, לא ידעך תשביסו, איקרו הוא איסר עשי. See, here's what you have to know, what the Reb Chaim means, how literally do you take these words of Reb Chaim? Because the תשביסו איקרו, see, איקרו doesn't mean it's only that. That's why I think this not a stira of Chaim. He's just trying to focus. The real inyan of Tashbisu, the fundamental is, it could be that there's a maisa mitzvah too. It's not just a way that you make, for the milchas chinuch, if you didn't have chametz, you don't have to buy chametz because Tashbisu, you're in compliance, you don't have chametz. It could be there's an inyan to buy chametz and destroy it. I'm not pinning Rav Chaim down to that formulation of milchas chinuch that you, it's just the fact that you don't have. But if Chaim calls it ikro, it's an iser asay shelo yehen lo chametz. Davi kol dvam asum ba asay velo sase kimo kol dvam asay velo sase. It's not nitag asay, because the real focus of the asay is not to have the chametz. This get rid of the chametz so you don't have chametz. That's not nitag. That's not menatik the lap. In king oshev zos alam nim dash basas bechol davar. That's why the Rambam doesn't call it nitag asay. Commission is buyer. The Imam Pasas behold of Iker have credit as Pisus to go your Hela Hem Chametz. Mashikin in Empress Pisus with the Svefa, having Mitfresh Nasus with Gufa Chetz. Us Peter that Nita Gasik most Refas, no Serkidome. And even if you said, even for Rabbi Yehuda Nichlal, the Hachdash Pisu is Surah Shalay Hem Chametz, Avochiva Svefa, Sheba Chametz, Hapshita Davi Mitfresh Asik, Shar Vernham to Unim Svefa. The Kevin Shigam Zen Nichal Bakra, therefore called Nitagasi because of that component of the Sreifa. That's why the Rambam is good. The Sugya Sugman Psacha Daf Sadi Hey, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, like Nibor in the Sugya over there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need after Sreifa, it's called Nitagasi. The Rambam Paskins Paragimel, Chametzamatzash, Basas Bechol Davar, therefore all you have is an Isarase. Again, how much to take of Chaim, I'm going to leave open. I don't want to tell you for sure. For our purposes, we don't need that extra twist. It's Isser Asay. Alkein Shapir Pasak Do Avnit Al Asay. That's really a separate Nakuda. But what I want to take from Rav Chaim is the first part. Okay, we read the whole Rav Chaim pretty much, but you hear the two points in Rav Chaim, how he puts it together. So on both sides, this is the Pnei Yeshua's answer for Rashi. So it comes out that if I ask you, can you use the Svara of Achshavei, of the Torah's Machshavei as a Malacha? We have it by Kadshim, we have it by Truma Tmeya, by Chala, and therefore even Hashbasasawai, they Klavim, that is considered to be a Malacha and Yantif because the focus is on the Chefza. And therefore, it's a Malacha, can be done a Yantif. Can that carry over to Chametz? So now, according to Pnei Yeshua, we say it depends. It depends. If you hold a Rabbi Yehuda, so then, yeah. Then the Tashbisu is no different than the Be'eshi Sarif. And then, right? If you hold there, then it comes out that there is a status of Malacha to the act of Bir Chametz. If you have to do it, you can't do Sarif, you have to do something else, it'd be the same problem. That's what Rashi says in Nembach. If you hold like the Chachamim, then the focus of Tashbisu is on the Gavra not having Chametz. So then this far Rashi no longer holds, and if Rashi is beautiful, Rashi can say that if Rabbi Kiva didn't hold up Rabbi Yehuda, then Rashi can include Hachal, give it to cover, and the whole far Rashi wouldn't apply. So far, so good, but there's a big problem. Big problem. Questions from before, yeah.
Just to clarify, the Navi again say, how exactly the understand why Chachamim are going to be usher to give to if there's an issue of the viewer, and then also why the Chachamim would say there's no issue of just being the viewer, why I can now do the quote.
So again, the full explanation of why giving it to Krav is a malacha, I don't know if I fully understand. I don't. I mean, Rashi says it. So one way or another, Rashi says it. Hard to know. How could there be a new category of malacha that we don't find anywhere else? That remains difficult. But Pashtus, Rashi's saying it. Rashi's saying that the Gzeiros HaKasuv is the biur. In whatever way, that has a status of a malacha. What we're trying to say is that would only be true if you carry over the chametz for Rabbi Yehuda's chametz, Yehuda's tashbis. Because the idea that the Torah is machshav et malacha is when you can understand that the act being done in the chametz, in the chefza, is what the Torah's focus is on. The chefza is toward destruction. So then that maisa being done in the chefza, that's called a maisa chashav of a malacha. If it's only a way that this person is now separated from the chametz, it's not really focusing on the maisa of what's being done to the chametz. It's not that the Torah wants a kilui of the chametz. The Torah wants you to have less connection to the chametz, so get rid of it. So that's not going to view, even when you do burning, but it's not going to view the, well, whatever it might be, it's not going to be the kraven, it's not going to view that as taking on a chashivus of a malacha. It's only a chashivus of a malacha that Torah is talking about the chefza, and I want the chefza to be destroyed. Say, little kravim is another form of biur. The kravim are going to totally eat it up. So when you give it to the kravim, you are doing to the chametz the biur that equates to sreifa. Okay, Rashi, kedush kachim also give to the kravim. Chidush, for sure. Rashi, you have the kachim, give it to the kravim, that's sreifa. The sreifa just means kiwi, destruction. The fibers are ruch, it's not going to do that. It's still particles. It's just a way of you're not having a double chash of a chametz or whatever in your rishus. But when the Torah's focus is on the chefzah being destroyed, then that way that you did it to the chefzah, that says Rashi rises to the status of a melacha chashuva. And that's what's aser
nantish. Will we still say that by the Chachamim that if you were the Biur, yeah,
that's exactly right.
It would be considered malacha, but the Chachamim would have the status of being like Biur, but it's just not considered malacha.
Even straight right. In other words, it's not right. A Biur has its own problem because it's a malacha anyway, so then you have to deal with it right. But Lamaisa, it's when you do something that would otherwise not be a malacha, and you want to define it as a malacha because of Achshave, Rahmana Achshave, so that's only going to work if you're talking about working it on the Chefs, not if it's inside the Gav. That's the word that we see in the Pnei Yeshua, and Rav Chaim, we have a major problem with this coming up. Yes, Ari.
This is true, when we're seeing from Rabbi Akiva, and it doesn't, that we have Akshavet, and it doesn't even matter if it's a Torah from Alitzorah.
Oh,
Rashi on Hamid Aleph say,
very good. You're getting on to, so Yaakov, you have patience? We're going to work. Okay, this is Mamish, where we're going. This is a Merida Kakasha that's going to maybe have to have, force us to re-navigate, okay? Rashi number Aleph, defining Rabbi Akiva, Amalacha, Bezu Avar Shelo Tzorechi. Coupled with Rashi in Beit Zachav Zayin. What did Rashi say in Beit Zachav Zayin? Don't think that the reason why you can't burn Kachin is only because it's what? It's Havar Shelo Tzorech. Because, says Rashi, even what? You can't burn on Yantif. Even what? We had the Rashi carefully before. Even what? Even when it's serving a tzarech achila. Even shemen, so chuma, tzarech achila, limadik, you also can't do it. Elamai, how come you can't do it? Because Rachman Achshebe. So what's Rashi saying? Even when you have what should have been ochel nefesh, even what it should have been ochel nefesh, tzarech achila. But the Torah says, so that would have made it not a malach, right? The Torah said, it's still a malach. Ochel nefesh kiyu is not, it's mutter, it's kiyu is not a malach. The Torah says, it's still asif, it's considered a malach. And therefore, Rashi says, therefore, you can't do anything. You can't do hasaka with this Shum challah, you can't do challah klavim, because any beer, whatever it is, it's usher based on zeros hakas, if it's a malach. So notice, Rashi used as a fact that you can't even use something which would be mutter for ochel nefesh. And justify it because it's mutter on yantif? No, because that's the definition of it's a malach. In our Gemara, the Gemara has a raya from Rabbi Kiva. Number one, he holds biyachamet of sveifa. Number two, he holds that havara is a chalik, so it's an av malacha, it's a chalik. Yes. So what's the third shmamina? What's the third shmamina? The Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold mitoch shehutra havara letzorech, hutra namishalo letzorech. Think about this for a second. He doesn't hold the rule of mitoch. What does mitoch mean? If you have a malacha that you could use it, it could be mutter with tzorach ochel nefesh. So we can expand that heter of ochel nefesh, even if it's not with tzorach ochel nefesh. But you have to start from something. You have to first start with the base that it's a mutter with tzorach ochel nefesh, and then mitoch would say, and Rabbi Kiva doesn't go that far. Rabbi Kiva says that the problem doing it on Yantif. So what's the problem on Yantif? It's mutter with tzorech ochel nefesh to do sreifa. She mutter she lo tzorech. So it must be Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold it the word of mitoch. Rabbi Kiva holds that ochel nefesh and that's it. And therefore, this is not with tzorech ochel nefesh. And therefore, it can't be tzvav because it's havar she lo tzorech ochel nefesh. Abusa, what's pshat in the Gemara? According to what we just came out with the Pnei Yeshua, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so then Sveifas Chametz Tashbisu is the equivalent of Eish to throw full of Kachin, which means that the Torah is Achshavei as a Malach. When the Torah is Achshavei L'Malacha, Rashi himself spoke to this issue. That it's a malacha, even if it's what? Even if it's what? That was Rashi's proof from Shemesh El Truma. So it comes out that even were it to be with Sorech, it wouldn't help you. So what's the Shemamina that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a mitoch? Here you can't talk mitoch, because even if it were with Sorech HaNefesh, it wouldn't work, because it's Achseveh. And what's Rashi saying in Amid Aleph? That it's Havar Shalom with Tzorach. It's irrelevant. Word with Tzorach would be the same issue. Mamishu Machabin. What's going on? How can it doesn't work out? The Cheshbin doesn't work out. What the Pnei Yeshua is doing, and the Chaim works beautifully in terms of the breaking it down, is that the Lumbis of Achshavei L'Malacha would carry over to Chametz Lefi Rav Yehuda, but not according to Chacham. So the Rashi that mentions giving it a klavim is going where to be not like Rabbi Yehuda. Good. The problem is, Mineo Vei in the Sugya, you see that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva holds with Rabbi Yehuda, but we see that were it to be Havara with Tzorech, it would be okay. If the Sreifa would be with Tzorech, it would be okay. That's what Rashi starts by saying. Why can't you do it on Yantif? It's Havar Shalom with Tzorech. And the Gemara has a right to prove from Rabbi Akiva. Shmami, no, the third thing is what? That he doesn't hold a mitoch. Because if he held a mitoch, then we should say that if it's mutter l'tzorech, it's mutter shul l'tzorech. And therefore it should be mutter on yantar, because even for chametz is... But wait a second. If we say that this halacha of Rahman Achshavei would carry over to chametz, according to the shita of chametz's tashbisus b'speifa, then we don't even have a havar l'tzorech that we could now use to expand to shul l'tzorech. Because by saying Rahman Achshavei, we're saying it remains... Us is malacha. There's no halacha with tzorach. There's no din of with tzorach. That's why Shemesh El Truma is aser, even though it's with tzorach achila, as Rashi himself said. And I forget who asked these kashas, but these are mamas bomb kashas. It chorus, something doesn't work here. So, what conclusion should we go to now, leaving out the lumpus, just in terms of the outline, in order to answer the kasha of Pnei Yeshua, we have to go beyond the Pnei Yeshua. Leave out the lumbus for a second. There's different lumbus you can plug in. But what I think what we have to say, for one reason or another, is that what Rashi said about Kadshim, what Rashi said about Shemen Shel Truma, would not be true about what? About Chametz. About Chametz. Not for Rabbanan, nor for Rabbi Yehuda. No, the Rachman Achshavei, that therefore ashes it as a Shem Malacha, and therefore even if it were Ochol Nefesh, it would still be Aser. Yeah, but that's not going to work by Chametz. Everyone with me? Yes? The question is that Rashi in Beitza says, to prove his idea, Rashi says, don't tell me it's only because Havar Shelo Tzarach, he can't bring Kachim on Yantif. So that shouldn't affect us by Chala. You can use it for Hadlaka. Because you see the Torah asks, you can't even use Shemesh Shel Sreif for Shemesh Shel Truma. Even though it's a Tzarach Achila, it's Hadlaka for the Achila. And because and therefore, even with Tzarach Achila is us, and therefore, Achila Klavim is the same thing. If that's correct, then what gives the Gemara the right to prove that Rabbi Kiva holds that we don't say mitoch shahutra havara litzarach hutra shelo litzarach? To say mitoch, you have to first assume that havara litzarach would be okay. And then you could say, expand it to be shelo litzarach. But if you're telling me it would feed Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Sreifa would be usher as a malacha, regardless of whether it's litzarach or not, then how could you anyway say mitoch? There's no right to keep those mitoch. Here you have no mitoch to work from because there's no, it's a malacha with that ends it for buts. Because that's what you're saying. Rachman Achshabe is a malacha by definition. So what that obviously dictates is that we have to say the kasha doesn't start for another reason. It's not just the Rashi here, which is the Chachamim, but even for Rabbi Yehuda, the Achshabe Lisveifasa would not hold by Chametz. And the question is, why not? So what I'm going to say now is not exactly the Noda Behuda. It's the early piece. Noda Behuda says it his own way, but we're going to take a little bit of liberty and going maybe beyond Rav Chaim's. My sense is going to Rav Chaim, I apologize, but my sense is going to come out, but maybe it works out for Rashi. There is a Noda Behuda, says it in a different way completely, but the basic approach is that there is no Achshav by Chametz. The Noda Behuda is Madura Kama Simites Vav. It reads well. I read it with some of the guys in the morning. You can look at it. He has very interesting. Basically, I'll just say very quickly, just to hear just a little bit, you know. He wants to say since the mitzvah of Bir Chametz is muta on the Bailim, you have to know there are Gemaras that sound like anyone has a mitzvah to destroy Chametz. So you have to know how to reconcile exactly what he's saying. There are diukim and kashis, but it's mitzvah on the Bailim. Someone else wouldn't have a mitzvah to destroy Chametz. If someone dies, he's a chiddush halacha. A ger dies, or a Jew dies, didn't destroy his Chametz. He dies on Pesach, Nebuch. There's no mitzvah for the children to destroy that Chametz, because they're not Yorish the Chametz. Because it's not really in his rishus. Elamayu gabi him, it's considered as if it was in his rishus. But never went to the rishus, so they have no halach. After Pesach, he says, Ere Pesach Acha Katzos. Someone dies, Nebuch, Ere Pesach Acha Katzos. According to most poskim, there's no Bayira until the night time. According to Rav Shimon, we hold the Rav Shimon, right? Chametz Acha Pesach is only a knas for someone who violates Bayira. This person never violated Bayira. He died before nightfall. So what's the lach after Pesach? Totally fine. Because the chametz is only halacha on the person that the Torah is machayev to destroy. Therefore, he says, chametz is unlike truma tmeya, it's unlike kachin, that the mitzvah's beer is on everybody. Whoever's mevayeret is mekayim a mitzvah. For that, you could say, rachmana achshebe lebiure. But chametz, which is specifically about the person, now this is even Rabbi Yehuda, mind you. This is not about Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Chametz is only on the person himself who has the chametz to destroy it. It's muto and the bala chametz. So how can you say achshave? Now, why not? He says like this, because you're going to say, for this person, it's a malach, this person, not a malach. That's how he puts it. It can't be either it is or it isn't, this act. It has to be something that everybody is the same. I find by hotzah that certain people who are approved in professions, if they carry it a certain way, for them it's hotzah, for the other person it's shivo kederach. That's different, because every person, their kederach is what it is. So the malacha has to be kederach hotzah. That's not the same as over here. Here, is this a malacha, is it not? It says, achshavei can't say achshavei that for the one person, yes or no. That's the way he goes. Okay. But the basic idea is that you can't say achshavei by chametz. But let's try like this. Let's push the envelope a little bit. That's why I gave you the Rashi in Yudbeis, the Tosas HaRash. And it may work with Rashi very well. That's why I say it's not like Rav Chaim. But it could be as follows. Let's work within the parameters that we worked with before. When we spoke at the Pnei Yeshua, what did we say? Achshavei only makes sense if it's a halacha, the Torah tells you, do this to the chefza. So then the act that you do to the chefza rises to the status of a malach. If it's about the gavra not having chametz, it's not about the chefza, then you don't have this idea of achshavei, right? What did we say until now? This would depend on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. For Rabbi Yehuda, mitzvah sabesmeifa. So the Torah's mitzvah smeifa is the chetzah's tohen biur. To then the act of smeifa in the chetzah, or whatever else you'll do for biur, that is chashav as a malacha. The Chachamim, it's about the gavra not having chametz, so then you can't tell me that the act you did in the chetzah is considered a malacha. That was the approach that Yeshua took, that was Rav Chaim. But maybe let's entertain a possibility that really, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who has Mimudim, Noser, later in Sugya, discusses how he gets it from Noser, that Chametz is Besreifa. But maybe the fundamental approach of Tashbisu is still the same as a Chachamim in terms of that it's not Chefsa oriented. It's still about the Gavra. The Torah wants the person to be disassociated from the Chametz. It's just that the Torah says, do your disassociation, do your destruction of Chametz, do it through Sreifa. But not because the Torah is so interested in the Chefsa being Kala. It's Halacha in the Gavra's getting rid of his Chametz. It's the Bayir, it's still the Bayir Ra'ish. It's what the Pnei Yeshua said for the Rabbanan. His language was, for the Chachamim, he said, well, the lesson was, the Kabir Rachmanis, I'm not getting the exact words, that the person, yeah, here, Iker ha'asei eino ela shelo yavar b'bayira l'chud. I'll tell you, even Rabbi Yehuda, the Iker Tashbisu, even Rabbi Yehuda, shelo yavar b'bayira. And I have a stick of riot to this. The lesson of Rabbeinu Peretz later on Daf Chav Ches in the Sugya of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, so he has a discussion, who are we paskin like? Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. And he brings the Mishnah at the end of Temura of the list of things that are in the Serafim and mentions Chametz. So it's a seeming a rai that we hold that Bir Chametz is Besreifa, because it says it's Stam Hamish, Stam Mishnah. But then he points out that in the Brayse, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda was Shasak. He didn't have a good answer to the Chachamim when they tied it back on his Limud. So he says, we hold that Rabbi Yehuda, but not for the same reason. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Yehuda, but could be, it's a little bit of a different logic. So what I'm saying is, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda now. But what does he say? To Paskina Kavase, mitam din as follows. Mitam din, let's find it. Lo mitamei. Mishum di isa de mechilten. He has a mechilta. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva. Lo yira'a lecha se'or. Lo yira'a lecha chametz. Ezehu hasbasa. She'eno be'bal yira'a ba'al yimatze. Havi Omer. Desreifa de hakala legamri. Listen carefully. What hasbasa is Ashbasa that would, is in a Bayira, Sreifa. So what's the focus? What does it sound like? That the focus of the Sreifa is also just to back up the Bayira. It's also the gavra. It's not the chetz, it's the gavra. But the gavra is not to have by yiroa, the Torah says do it through sreifa. If this is correct, I understand very well Rashi and Tosis in terms of when the mitzvah sreifa is nohek. This is what we saw in the Mashar already, when Tosis had a kasha on Rashi, that Tashbisu includes bittul. Tosis asked, how could it be? Tashbisu is nohek when? Tashbisu is nohek at what point? Asked Tosis, when is Tashbisu nohek? When? And Chatzos, because that's when Torah says to do biur, and you can't do bittul then. Says the Mashar, yeah, but you should know, according to Rashi, daf yudeis, the mitzvah tashbisu of biur is actually noeg earlier. Shelo b'shas biuro, Rabbi Yehuda says shelo b'shas biuro. For Rashi, what does that mean? It means in the sixth hour, before chatzos. And we said, could be from the morning, we said, the etz and the magen yishlom, the mitzvah is in the morning, tashbisu is from the morning. The cutoff is chatzos. The Tosis Harash asks on Rashi, Daf Yud Beis, Imma says, Shelo b'shas biuro, that's when it's no ekstrefa. Rashi says, b'shas shishis. B'shas biuro, Rashi says, even b'chol davar. That we have to see for itself, why afterwards it changes. But meanwhile, what do you see in Rashi? That the mitzvah srefa is no egg before the chefsa became asa. Tosis Harash disagree. They say, srefa is no egg when? When the chefsa becomes asa. Closely, think about this. Ask the Tosfos Rashi and Rashi. First of all, you went out from no sir. So no sir, it's what? No sir, it became no sir. Then you burn it. So mustama has to first become usher. Then you burn it. So how can you say? Then he says, Hechan matzinu shetzivsa Torah lisrof chametz kozman shehu mutar lechol. Ask the Tosfos Rashi. The mitzvah sreifa at a time that chametz is mutter. And then he asked from Nosar, Manosu Achari Sura. How could it be? How could there be a mitzvah of sreifa when it's still mutter? What does this depend on? Should the mitzvah sreifa be no egg after it's aser? Or is it shaykh to conceive of the mitzvah sreifa when it's not yet aser? If the mitzvah sreifa is mitzad the chetza, then l'chara hadavar barur, l'chara, what is the Torah looking at? This chefza is a chefza of Yisr, is Asr, destroy it. Then it makes sense that it can only make sense to say to do it l'achar Yisuro, before, if it's totally harmless, it's mutter, what do you mean take the chefza we want? What chefza? It's innocuous, it's not yet problem, it's not a problem chefza yet. So to say it's a mitzvah in a chefza, l'chara would mean like Tosfos, that the halacha of Sreva is at Chatzos. But Rashi Rishitaso, that the mitzvah sreifa is knowing dafka before. Afterwards, it's different enough to see why, but the fact that it could be knowing before would indicate that even Rabbi Yehuda sreifa is not chefza oriented. It's the gavra not right being disassociated. He knows that in the mela, when the time comes at Chatzos, you won't have it. So Torah says, what I want you to do to that, so that you won't have chametz at chatzos, burn the chametz. The chametz itself is not yet aser. So if I change the formulation and allow even Rabbi Yehuda to understand that the din of sreifa is a detail that still is within the framework of the gavra, then I really have an answer to the Pnei Yeshua's kasha to say that there simply is no connection between Rashi says in Beit Salah Chavzayin and that there's a din of chachmana achshavei when it comes to chametz. Chametz, you wouldn't have it, because it's only when there's a din in the chefza that you could say that's a malacha. But if it's about the gavra, even if it's a din of sreifa, but the din of sreifa is before it's asa. So what does that mean? It's really not about the chefza, it's about the gavra. So you don't have achshavei. Ah, you'll ask, how come kohan israfin afran muter by chametz? It's not a din in the chefza. So how can you say nasis mitzvah so? So I know Rav Chaim Svara is a Svara. I don't know if you can't disagree. But I say better. Maybe Rashi didn't have the whole pshat of Tosis. Maybe Rashi had a whole different pshat of why Kohen Svara and Afra Mutter. Tosis invented the assault of nasis mitzvah. And Rav Chaim went with that Svara and said, so now what's the difference Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? But as far as Rashi is concerned, I don't know. We'll have to see this again in the second parak. Why is Afan Mutter? Okay, so then you'll have to know. But Rav Chaim's Svar could still be a valid Svar in that regard, that Nasis Mitzvah is only true when it comes to the Chas, not the Gavra, but the Din of Nisvah, not from Mutter, doesn't have to be predicated on Nasis Mitzvah. That was Tosa's own Svar. So I don't have to make Rashi Meshubah to Tosa's Svar. So again, so things could line up. In other words, so basically, Pnei Yeshua gives his parrots, and we're using his lumdis, but we're just trying to turn it even to Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Noda Yehuda also said that for the Rabbi Yehuda as well, there's no halacha of Achshavei, but he says it his way. He says because for one person is a malacha, but a person not a malacha, it's only the Baal HaChametz that's chayav to do the Tashbisa. Okay, but Lamaisa, we could say it maybe Dafka, because Rashi says Srefer is even before the Zman, Ha'iser, we could therefore understand Rashi that it's also halacha for the Gavra, and the lesson I showed you from Rabbeinu Peretz, that he brings, that Dafka Rabbi Akiva said in the Mechilta, that the halacha of Srefer is, lo yir'ezehu hashbasa she'eno b'bal yiroya hevi omer b'Srefer. Sounds like the Srefer is a Srefer for the sake of not having b'al yiroya. Okay, we'll say, what do you say? Good, clear, sort of, good. Should we at least read the small tosis just to feel we did a little bit more, just a little bit? Okay. We have two tosis, and if we could finish tomorrow, it'd be good. We'll see if we could. And then Sunday we could start around. We'll have to see, but let's just read the top tosis. L'chalot yatsas. I told people we might do the mitzvah at the end of Shir, so maybe we can do it in 30 seconds just to mention it. L'chalot yatsas, yeah. What does it say to Gemara? L'chalot yatsas. That's the second shnamina. L'chalot yatsas. Midikari lo av melacha. So that is one pshat. Rabbi Akiva's words were av melacha. So that means it's not lagav yatsas, because the lashon av melacha sounds like that it's not just a lav. It has, you know, the shame av melacha sounds like it's just about creating chilukim in between the melachas that you have a separate carbon. That's one pshat. That would sound somehow similar to Rashi. Yeah, sounds similar to Rashi. The Od Omer Riva, but now Tosis is another pshat. The Lamanda Omer Lelav Yatsas. If you hold that Lo Sivaru was meant as a lav, that there's no Karis, no Mrs. Bezdin, then Lo Hay Asar Biyantis. Kevan Ein Shem Melach Aleha. It wouldn't have been Asar and Yantif at all. Wow, what does that mean? Why wouldn't it be Asar and Yantif? What is Tosis reading into the Manda Amalev Av Yatsis? What does this suggest? If the Torah says, Lo Sivaru Eish, to tell me that it's not Karis, it's not Mrs. Bezin, it's only a Lav, apparently what lies within that is it's not even what? It's not even defined as what? As the Torah asks Malacha Nyantif. But apparently by Torah saying Lo Sivaru Eish as a separate Lav, and taking it out of the category of what all we know, all the malachas have karis, and this is based on the course of a malacha, you must, and this is a lab, l'sabar u'esh. So it's not just pshat that the Torah took away the onus of karis and the misa. The Torah stripped this from the shame malacha, complete. There's no shame malacha. So the Torah says, kom malacha yasabem and yantif, doesn't include havar. Havar is its own isser, isser havar. B'yom HaShabbos, not a yantif. What's Asan Yantif? Malach. Havar is not Malach. It's like they're not. It's one less Malach. It's not one of Malachas. That's the Lav Yatsis. So if you take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, he runs with it for other possibilities. So certain things like Mechamer. There's an Isra and Shabbos and Mechamer, having an animal move package, put an animal on an animal and it travels with it. Tchumin. So Midaraisa. Is it Tchumin? Ayetzish Mimkomo on Shabbos. Is there Tchumin Midaraisa at least? By Yantif. So the implications of Tosus would be that if something is Stam and Isser but doesn't have associations with the Kares, because no Kares or Mises based on Tchumin or Mechamer. But so it could be, if it's not Shaykh to Kares or Mises based in, it's not Shaykh to the world called Malacha. It's not Shaykh to the world called Malacha. It's only on Shabbos, not on Yantif. That's totally in the Machokas here by Havara, whether Chalak or Lav Yatsis. Take a look for tomorrow. Take a look at the Ben Hananel. Ben Hananel is a new pshat in the Gemara. Shema Mina, that he holds the Chalak Yatsas, a whole new pshat. Yeah, so that's, we have to understand what the Rach is saying. And then the other Tosis about Litzorach at all, what kind of level of Tzorach is still needed even with Mitoch, that's a big Indian as well, but a little bit try to just to focus on that as well with my Mekomos from Davav. Okay.